You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
We the ladies,
in order to form a more perfect union,
basically want to figure out what the FDR is going on. Presenting Let's Get Civical, hosted by me, Lizzie Stewart.
And me, Arden Walentowski. A podcast where we break down politics and government structure.
But in a super fun way.
Every week, we will unpack how our country works.
Or doesn't work.
Looking at things like the First Amendment. What does that actually mean?
Or the history of political parties. How in Lincoln's name did we get here?
Or impeachment. How hasn't it happened yet?
With incredible guests and lots of surprises.
It's like being in your American government class with your best friends. Join us on January 30th with our first four.
Yes, four, as in 4 score and 7 years ago, new episodes.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Let's Get Civical for all the exciting updates leading up to the big day.
So mark your calendars and let's get civical.
Welcome to I'm Listening. This is a Frasier fan podcast hosted by me, number one Frasier fan, Anita Flores. Welcome. Guess what? This week we do not have a quote-unquote regular episode, one that is, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. I actually, if you are listening to this podcast right now, then I am in Peru. Yes, the day that this mini episode is released, I will be in Lima, Peru, visiting family. I'm Peruvian. My dad is from Lima, and I'm going to visit family in Peru that I have not seen in 11 years. So I'm very excited. I am a little nervous because I will be speaking in Spanish primarily through this trip. It's not my number one language, English is, but I think it'll be an exciting challenge, and I think it's going to be really good practice for me to try and explain to my adult-aged cousins and 4 and 7-year-old nieces and nephews that I have a podcast, and it's about the show Frasier, and then I have to explain to them what the show Frasier is about, all in Spanish. I think it's going to be... it's going to be a good challenge. But anyway, after I get back from Peru, actually, well, this is happening in March. Exciting announcement if you don't follow me on social media. I am going to be doing, for the very first time, a live podcast recording of I'm Listening. That means it's going to be happening at a theater called Caveat in New York City, where and it's a great theater. They do a lot of comedy meets like educational kind of stuff. They do some really cool shows. So I will be doing my live podcast there in front of an audience. and I think it's going to be really fun. So if you are in New York, I hope you could make it. Also, I was very excited and announced on social media that John Hodgman will be joining me for the live show. Heard of him? I think you have. John Kellogg Hodgman is an American author, actor, and humorist. John Hodgman has an impressive resume. You might recognize him from The Daily Show. He also has a podcast that I'm a big fan of. It's called Judge John Hodgman. And essentially, he acts as a judge advocating real life, or not advocating, I'm reading this off of Wikipedia, adjudicating real life disputes within a fictional courtroom setting. So, yeah, he's pretty cool. I thought you might want to know how on earth I got John Hodgman to do this show. So, John, I live in New York City, and, you know, I've been sort of, you know, into New York comedy, whether it be performing and or just watching for almost 10 years now, I would say. And, you know, I'd seen John perform, and, you know, I'd run into him. Once we took a picture together at a comedy festival. I'm not going to count that encounter as the first time we met. Essentially, Christmas 2017, we were at the same Christmas party of somebody that we both mutually know. And at this time, I'm Listening didn't exist. But I knew I wanted to do the podcast, and it was at that party that I ran into Josh Gondelman, who was also a great who was a great I'm Listening guest in season one. I said, "Hey, you should do my Frasier podcast." And he's the nicest person on earth and was like, "Of course I'll do your Frasier podcast." Or maybe I'm paraphrasing. John, I introduced myself to, and I think we started talking about the fact that I was starting this podcast pretty quickly. And, you know, I think somehow we just started talking about old TV. And, you know, I like to brag to people. Somehow I feel like this is a brag that I used to watch stuff on video cassette tapes, you know, that ages me, you know, makes me seem more worldly, right? And my mom used to tape episodes of the show Saint Elsewhere, which is a medical drama that was on, I believe, in the early 80s. Crazy, crazy famous cast. Denzel Washington, Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World, Howie Mandel with hair, Mark Harmon, NCIS is Mark Harmon. I mean, a who's who of faces. And so John ended up telling me, John was definitely impressed. I could tell. He was impressed that I had seen Saint Elsewhere. And then we just started talking about our favorite shows. Well, obviously I had said I love Frasier. He said he really loves MASH. So I said, "Wow, you know, John, you should come on and we should do Frasier versus MASH. Like, what's a better show?" I say this as a person who's never seen MASH. And then, you know, time went by and he's busy. So we were just kind of emailing back and forth for well over a year. And then I knew I was going to do this show and I emailed him one more time just for fun, you know, like no pressure because I was already expecting I'm busy. But I asked him if he wanted to do the live show and he said yes. So what I want to know is, what do you want me to ask John Hodgman? Like, what questions? What do you want us to talk about? Tweet me your suggestions at Anita Jutina or message me on the I'm Listening Facebook page. All right, next important update. So I want to do something cool and special for the live show. So I do have one top idea for what I want to do during this live episode. I want to write some original Frasier scenes, but with a twist. Nat Towson, who was on an early episode of my podcast, he's one of the writers of the Botanic Studios predictive text Frasier script. So one of the things that I would like to do is write a few predictive text scenes from Frasier and have them read aloud on stage. And John Hodgman, if you're listening to this, I think I might have to ask you to read for Niles. Wouldn't John Hodgman play a good Niles? I could hear it. I could see it. But here's the potential twist on a original predictive text Frasier script. What if I combined Frasier with another show? Like, you know, so it was predictive text from two different shows, one Frasier and a different, and then another one. Like a show that was half Frasier and half, like Frasier meets Riverdale. And honestly, I would love that. Like, you take a buttoned-up Frasier living in Seattle, you know, all sort of closer to middle-aged people, mash them with some sexy young people from a comic book, you know, like, is Dark Betty Daphne? I think so. Frasier meets the Big Bang Theory. I don't know how that would go, but, you know, just an idea. I actually asked around online for what some good combos with Frasier, what shows or movies would be a good combination with Frasier. So here's what some people said. I'm going to keep the identity secret of the people that wrote in. So this first person recommended That 70s Show. Okay, That 70s Show meets Frasier. I would be a little curious about Frasier in the 70s, like almost Mad Men. Someone else said, Frasier meets Dazed and Confused. Like, all right, all right, all right, Seattle, I'm listening. All right, I could be into that. All right, this next person said, The Shining. The Frasier ensemble stays in the Overlook Hotel. Madcap farce ensues. Emphasis on mad. I could definitely see Frasier Crane as Jack Nicholson's character in that movie. Absolutely. Someone else said, Frasier meets Caligula. Yikes. I don't know if anyone listening has seen Caligula. It's intense. I actually had a history teacher in high school say to us, you know, you've probably heard Caligula's like, you know, free porn, but I can assure you that movie will never make you want to have sex again. And he was right. I watched it, and it is very graphic. And frankly, I don't want to put the Frasier cast in that situation. Someone else said, Frasier and Lost, Niles versus the smoke monster, while Frasier has to type in the code. Well, I've only seen the first season of Lost and the last episode. For some reason, I thought watching it would make sense, which it did not, but there could be something there. So this brings me to you, listeners. Do you want to see people on a stage act out original fan fiction? Is there anything you want to hear about? Do you have suggestions for what you want to hear on the live show? I want to hear it all. Tweet me at Anita Jutina. Message me on the I'm Listening Facebook page. And just to tell you one more time, I have a live show coming up, a live podcast recording of I'm Listening for the first time ever on March 27th at Caveat in New York City. The doors open at 9 p.m. Show starts at 9:30 p.m. You know, watch out for me on the internet, on Twitter and Instagram. I will absolutely be promoting the show. I'm sorry ahead of time. No, I'm not, because it's going to be a great show. And on that note, good night, Seattle. Technically from the country of Peru. Good night.